I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf, heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-855-4-BIZ-TALK. That's 855-424-9825. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide. As you heard, it's heard, I'll repeat, 2 hours each and every Sunday. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host, and I'm happy that you, the great audience all over the United States and beyond, join me each and every Sunday at this hour. Today, you're going to be thrilled to meet a very special award-winning author, a Stanford lawyer with experience in finance, politics, and public service. He is an avid sailor who has traveled, listen to this, in more than 100 countries. His name is Rob Sengster, and he has a mystery writing wife, and they divide their time between their homes in Tennessee and on the wild coast of Nova Scotia. Hello, Rob Sengster. How do you do, sir?
Well, Pierre, it's always good to hear your voice.
I'm delighted to have you. And you might have to speak up a little bit so I can hear you a little better. Now, you have accomplished a lot. You're not in Nova Scotia, but let's talk about how my lovely wife, Jean, you and your outstanding lovely wife met. How did we meet, Bob?
Well, you invited us to come up and meet you on the Queen Elizabeth II in the port of Halifax in Nova Scotia. Come up and have dinner, and that was very exciting for us because you were quite an honored guest. I remember sitting at the table with the captain coming up and saying hello, and the chef came and joined us at the table. So that was really a good experience. And then you came down to visit our beautiful home, in which we call Turning Point, on the shore of Nova Scotia, probably about 60 miles down the coast, or what we call the Riviera of Canada. So do you remember? You remember that trip?
Absolutely. And we did a show from your lovely house, as you will recall, America's Dining and Travel Guide, you and I. How many years ago is that now, Rob?
Oh, I don't know, Pierre, maybe 10.
Quite a while ago. What is special about the peninsula and Halifax and where you live? Anything you can share with my international audience, Rob Sengster?
Yes. We live on a point of land surrounded by water, which was the first capital of New France. Absolutely beautiful. And our house, as you know very well, you can see the water from every single window in the house. But I have some sad news to tell you, Pierre. That house is now up for sale. Because we have some health issues back in the States, people we have to take care of. It's being handled by Tradewinds Realty in Nova Scotia. And the interesting thing is that the buyer of that house is almost certainly going to be an American. Because right now, because of the exchange rate, an American who buys the house with U.S. dollars gets a 25% discount from the listing price of the house in Canada. So I'm sorry to have to tell you that news. It's heartbreaking for us.
It certainly is also for me, because we had such great memories. Tell my international audience about some of the seafood that one might enjoy in Nova Scotia, Canada. Rob?
Well, of course, it's most famous for lobsters and tuna and all sorts of ground fish. Let me mention, though, before I forget, you can take one last visit to that house. If you look it up, if you have a pen, if you look it up on Tradewinds Realty, and it's listed either under Turning Point or 49 Fort Point Road. But here's the thing. On their listing, they did a beautiful video using a drone. So it flies over the area. You get a chance to see it in a way you didn't even see it when you first came there.
You can send me an email, and with an attachment, I can look it up that way. Okay?
Oh, I'll do that. That's a great idea.
Wonderful. Now let's talk about what your wife has accomplished. We certainly will talk about a great new book that you've just written, No Return. We'll talk about that a little bit later. What has your wife done that is worth mentioning? And what is her name again? I forgot.
Well, her name is Lisa Turner, and her first book was called A Little Death in Dixie. My first book was a number one on Amazon Kindle for about 60 seconds. Her first book was a bestseller on Amazon Kindle. At the same time, do you remember a book called Mockingjay, which is part of the Hunger Games series? Lisa's book, A Little Death in Dixie, was even beat it out for number one. And also, she was a finalist for the what's called the Edgar Award, named after Edgar Allan Poe, of course, in 2015. So I'm just, you know, an everyday writer, but she's really a brilliant writer.
No, you're
she
not
writes
an
about
everyday
the South.
Writer. Your first novel, Ground Truth, was number one on the Amazon Kindle. Now, you know, the next one you wrote was Deep Time. What was so special about Ground Truth and Deep Time, Rob?
In all of my novels, I say that like they're 50. There are three novels. In each one of them, I try to bring something unique that the readers will know little or nothing about. For example, in No Return, which was the second one, someone is trying to get control of rare earth elements. Now, most readers will not have heard of rare earth elements, but essentially, I guess we'll talk about No Return a little bit later. So you wanted to talk about Deep Time. That involved a deposit of methane hydrate on the deep seabed, which is an enormous potential source of energy. And there was a Greek tycoon who was trying to bring it up from the seabed, but if he mishandled it, he would set off a tsunami that would wipe out the west coast of the United States. That one, much to my surprise, won the Epic Award as the best suspense thriller for 2017. So somebody thought it was better than I did. I really enjoyed that, though. I like readers read these books for the excitement, for the fast pace, for the characters and for the settings. And I like to throw in something they've never heard of, and they probably doubt whether I'm even telling them the truth partway through. Until we get to the end. And then I want them to be persuaded that what I said was accurate and that they really have to worry about what I described actually happening in the next year or so.
Fantastic. Now, you have traveled 100-some-odd countries. Can you remember some unique experiences that you enjoyed a lot, you and your wife probably, Rob Sangster?
Yes, we went together to New Zealand, which is one of my favorite countries. And by the way, Pierre, I think you've traveled in as many countries as I have, maybe even more. I would say Chile was one of the most exciting, where I ran some of the whitewater rivers down there that are the most ferocious in the world. Water, freezing water coming right straight down out of the glaciers high in the Andes. Thoroughly enjoyed that. India has always been a favorite. I'd say China. Let's see. South Africa is one of my favorites. I've been on, I think, five separate safaris throughout Africa.
Wow.
Done a little bit of climbing.
Well, we'll talk more in just a few moments. We are going to go on a break, but you, Rob Sangster, don't go away. We'll talk about the book, No Return, epic award-winning series, and the man is, of course, Rob Sangster. I'm Pierre Wolf, 2 hours each and every Sunday right here on Biz Talk Radio. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me, Pierre Wolf, each and every Sunday for 2 hours here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. You like to hear the shows? Go to BIZ Talk Radio, click on America's Dining and Travel Guide, and there we are, and it says Listen Live, and there we are. You can listen to it on your computer. All right, from Tennessee, Mr. Rob Sangster, award-winning author, and the latest book that I have in front of me is No Return. Give my international audience here on Biz Talk an idea what No Return is all about. Would you do that, please? Rob Sangster.
It's a pleasure, Pierre. The settings for No Return include Wall Street, also a law firm on Pier 9 on the San Francisco waterfront, then the Middle Fork of the Salmon River in a remote part of Idaho. These are all fairly normal. And the final settings are Beijing and Inner Mongolia. And we start off with witnessing, the readers witness, two shocking murders in Inner Mongolia. Then they meet the San Francisco lawyer who is the protagonist of the book. His name is Jack Strider. And they meet his partner in law and his law partner and in love, Deborah Vandenberg. And they're in trouble because they have invested every penny they have in a deep-sea mining venture, which then they're about to lose every bit of it. At the same time, the CEO of an investment banking firm in New York, plus a Saudi prince, plus the president of China, all want Jack dead. And he doesn't know why, nor does the reader at this point. So then we visit Cormac Slade, who is that investment banker, and this is what the book is about. He is set out to corner the supply of rare earth elements, and that's the new element.
REE, that abbreviation is in the book quite frequently, rare earth element.
And what I didn't know even when I began writing the book was that without rare earth elements, a whole lot of modern technology just won't work. And by that, I mean computers and nuclear reactors and military jet aircraft, even your smartphone. Without rare earth elements, they won't work. So Cormac Slade has set out to control the supply of rare earth elements. So only he will have that supply and the Chinese government. So Jack is then introduced there, and that's the big problem. If the bad guy succeeds, that is, he controls the supply of rare earth elements, then he basically will be the most powerful man in the world, and he's a very bad man. But if he fails, and he has invested a tremendous amount of the capital, over $100 billion of his investment bank in this quest to control rare earth elements. If he fails in that quest, then his bank will fail, and that will start a cascade of other failures, which will then you'll have panic and riots and probably a Great Depression. So Jack, instead of just being able to stop one direction, he really has to figure out a way to stop Cormac Slade in both directions. And that's his real dilemma. So he starts off on this quest trying to figure out how to do it, who he can get to help him, what information he has to have. And that takes him to the Middle Fork of the Salmon River, which the original peoples called the River of No Return. And that's part of the origin of the title, No Return. They called it that because it was so powerful, the rapids were so big that you could not return upriver. And also because a lot of the people who went down the river never returned. In other words, they died. And during his trip down that river, Jack almost died, partly because of the rapids and partly because there were a number of assassins trying to capture him. So
very interesting.
That's
indeed
how we start.
There is, first of all, I must say you are an avid sailor. Are you still sailing nowadays? And what type of sailing do you do?
Well, I don't do a lot of sailing in Tennessee. And the sailboat that I had in Nova Scotia used to both go out and just sail around the bay and into the Atlantic, or also I did a lot of racing, thoroughly enjoyed that. Don't get a chance to do it as much more. A sailboat is, they say, a jealous mistress, which means you really do have to pay an awful lot of attention. Or you'll be in trouble. So, I guess I've substituted writing suspense thrillers for doing as much racing as I used to do.
But
just to go back to your question about No Return.
Yeah.
In the last chapter, we discover why the president of China wants to kill Jack, and it turns out he still does intend to kill Jack. And that's where the book ends, in the mind of the Chinese president.
Mad Dog appears quite often. Who is he all about? Anthony Abruzzi.
I'm really glad you asked about Mad Dog. I actually ran that River of No Return about 15 years ago. And one of the guys with me, I've forgotten what his real name was, but everybody called him Mad Dog. And he was an investment banker. He was a daredevil, highly irrational, and he spent most of the day drunk, drinking some kind of liqueur. So, and he was the only one who had been down the river before. So he frequently led us into more bad situations that we could have avoided. But I've never forgotten Mad Dog, and I just decided that I would recreate him in this novel.
You did a great job. I want to thank you for the time you did, and good luck with No Return. And if you send me some more books and maybe some of your wife's writings, we can do another show in the near future. I wish you well, you and your wife and family. And definitely would like to have you back again. All the very best to you. And all of you out there, don't go away. And thank you, Rob. Again, my best to you and your wife. And all of my international audience, don't go away. Much more is coming your way. We're here each and every Sunday. And we do 2 hours. And you're always welcome to participate. Actually, you know, there is a number that I want to give you. Get pencil and paper ready. Are you ready? The number to reach me and get a book free of charge sent by me, 855-424-9825.
30.
Well, this is what we talk about, travel, adventure, food, and a lot more. And the show has been on the air 30 years.
10 seconds.
I'll be back very shortly with more. Don't.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480, 800-519-4480, 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me 2 hours each and every Sunday right here on Biz Talk Radio. And the director of the show, Eric, is doing a fantastic job. You're going to meet someone that you have met before and never get enough of, chef, author, Amy Riolo. Welcome back. How you been, my lady?
Hi, Pierre. I've been great. It's great to hear your voice again.
I'm delighted. Before we go any further, and I know you want to talk about an upcoming tour to Italy in September and more, let's talk about some of the books that you have published and how you became chef author. A little of your background for people who have forgotten what we spoke about some time ago. Amy Riolo, go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Pierre. I started many years ago. You know, I was always cooking for my family when I was a kid, and then my mother got diagnosed with diabetes, and so my cooking kind of took a little bit of a healthy slant, and I tried to make food, you know, look and taste great as well as being healthy. And that ended up becoming a career because I'm working on my third book now with the American Diabetes Association, actually fourth. And so that's part of what I do. I've also been fortunate enough to travel to different places throughout the Mediterranean region. So I specialize in Mediterranean cuisine and culture. I've written the Ultimate Mediterranean Diet Cookbook. I've also written Nile Style Egyptian Cuisine and Culture, and another book called Arabian Delights. My books with the American Diabetes Association are the Mediterranean Diabetes Cookbook, the Italian Diabetes Cookbook, and Quick Diabetic Recipes.
God, you must be so busy. Is another book in the works currently as we speak?
Yes, I'm currently redoing a revision of my third book, the Mediterranean Diabetes Cookbook, so it's going to have an updated, expanded version soon. And I'm also working on a book to teach people how to write cookbooks. So it's called Creating a Cookbook, How to Write, Publish, and Promote Your Culinary Philosophy. So that's another one that I'm working on.
Did you ever attend a culinary institute or cooking school? Amy Riolo?
Not formally, Pierre. You know, I went to Cornell University, and I was in the human ecology department. So that kind of encompasses all of the daily living arts. But food was something that I learned through life, and then later professionally started working as a restaurant consultant and got experience that way, and also teaching. So I never did go to culinary school.
But you became known as chef author, didn't you?
Exactly, yes.
And how did travel enter into your life, Amy Riolo?
Well, I've always loved to travel. You know, I think the first major place I traveled to was southern Italy, where my family's from, in Calabria. And that's what got me very interested in the Mediterranean diet, because I was able to see how healthy all of our relatives were there compared to how a lot of us had a lot of different health issues here. And so I wanted to be able to, you know, understand the difference, the lifestyle, the culture, also the, you know, the food that we tended to do so much better with overseas. So that kind of, you know, was my first experience. And then I started traveling also to Egypt. I spent a lot of time there. I used to chair a sister city organization between Baltimore, Maryland, and Luxor, Alexandria, in Egypt. So I was doing a lot of chef exchanges, yeah, a lot of cultural exchanges, you know, nurse exchanges, things like that, doctors. I would work in Egypt for a few months each year, and it was really, really a wonderful experience. It taught me a lot, and I was able to do all of my research for my book while I was there. And then I started leading culinary tours. So I do culinary tours to Morocco and Greece and Turkey and Italy. And, you know, pretty much I've been to most places in the Mediterranean, and not everyone, but most of them. And I enjoy that region very, very much.
Tell me about Egypt. Did you do a Nile cruise? You can't go to Egypt without doing that.
Exactly. You know, I totally agree with you. And so many people, they kind of think that that's a tourist thing and they don't really want to do it. But it is a tourist thing, but it's so amazing and breathtakingly beautiful that you have to do it. I think the thing that struck me the most, and in the years that I went, it wasn't going all the way from Cairo to Aswan. It was going from Luxor to Aswan and back, or Luxor to Abu Simbel and back. So, but I remember when we were in the boat and, you know, being in the rooms, when you look out, the river is level with your window, with the bottom of your window. And it was just, it was so powerful to be in the middle of the Nile. And I really felt the energy of it and the amazing beauty of it. And we can imagine, you know, many, many years ago how potent that was. They say that the Nile used to travel with the energy of 10,000 thunderstorms. So, you know, it's just otherworldly and very, very inspirational.
Did you spend any time in Cairo, the capital?
Yes, I've spent a lot of time in Cairo, both, you know, all over in the old city, which is, they call it Coptic Cairo, which the Copts are a type of Christian religion, but also that's where the first synagogue was, the Ben Ezra Synagogue, just a beautiful place, and also in the old Islamic center where the, you know, all of the famous mosques are, Al-Azhar and Hussein and those places, and then in more modern Cairo, which is like, they call it Masr Gadida, or, you know, in Egypt and in Arabic, the word for Cairo is the word for Egypt. So to give people who haven't been there an idea of what this city is, that's like, you know, they call that city the country because it's so huge and it's so all-encompassing and there's so many different flavors and walks of life within one city. So I spent time in the new area, you know, near the airport in Heliopolis, and they call it the new area. Of course, it has an ancient Greek name. And one place I really love that tourists might not know that much to go, but I highly recommend it if you're ever in Cairo, is a place called El Korba. It's spelled Q-U-R-B-A, and sometimes it's Q-O-R-B-A, depending upon who writes it when they transliterate it. But it's a wonderful, originally Armenian community in Cairo. This beautifully preserved architecture and cute little cafes and just a very beautiful little section. But and of course
the food
on the Nile.
Of Egypt? What about the food? Did you enjoy some of the wonderful hotels that offer international cuisine in Cairo along the river Nile?
I did. Yeah, I love it because, you know, the selections are so great and the produce is so fresh and the fruits are amazing. I won't eat mangoes anywhere unless they're directly from India or in Egypt because they're so amazing and really sweet. All the fruits are great and the chefs are wonderful. And they have great, great food, of course. And that's how I got to write my second cookbook, actually, because in the tour guide that I had read before I was going, it said that Egypt had many wonderful things to offer, but the food wasn't one of them. And I knew the difference because I had stayed with people. And, you know, I'd eaten the food in the homes. And I said, but this is so amazing. It's like Spanish. It's like Italian. So I wanted to do the research of why. And also later on in my career, I started helping restaurateurs bring more of an Egyptian flair to their international or their quote-unquote continental menus, because in the beginning, when they opened the restaurants in Egypt, the restaurants were mainly for tourists. So they didn't have a good way to interpret or to bring the local food to life. That their men, who were the chefs, were studying in Swiss and in French schools, which there's nothing wrong with that, but they never learned their own dishes. So they'd go into the restaurant and they'd be cooking, quote unquote, you know, foreign food. And their wives and their mothers and their sisters would be at home making the Egyptian food. So I used to go into the homes with the women and learn the recipes. And, you know, sometimes it would take days or weeks because people don't cook to teach. They cook as a, you know, way of life. So I would learn. I would kind of make it into restaurant standards and style. And then I would bring it in and teach it to the chefs. And then they would make it, you know, in the restaurant. So that was part of actually what I did there.
Amy, you could put together sometime, I think, a tour that would start in Morocco and fly. It'll take 6-7 hours flying from Morocco to Cairo, then from there to the holy city of Jerusalem, visiting the state of Israel, on to Jordan, not to forget that, possibly stop in Lebanon, end up in Turkey, and go home. What do you think about that trip?
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful would that be? That would be so awesome. I would love that. That sounds like a really good TV show, Pierre. I think I'm going to, and we're going to make it more than a trip.
I mean, these countries, many people are afraid of atrocities, terrorism, and so forth. I think you have more here in the United States gunning down people every day than in other parts of the world. People need to be aware of that. Don't you agree, Amy Riolo?
Unfortunately, yeah, these things are they're too present in our lives, you know. And I've been very fortunate. Every time I've traveled and any time I've been overseas, I've always been, you know, treated with so much respect and almost protected, you know, as a visitor. People really the idea of visitors being in people's home and hospitality and is so strong that they kind of, you know, really take care of you even more than someone from there. And so it's very
hold the thought for just a moment. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're nearing a break. Back in a moment with America's Dining and Travel Guide. I'm Pierre Wolf.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hever believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Hever International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy.
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you all for joining us right here, Eric, our producer, and your host, Pierre Wolf, each and every Sunday, 2 hours. So don't go away after the first hour. Second is straight ahead. And my special guest, chef, author, Amy Riolo. And I know you're doing an Italian sensory experience. 10 days, 9 nights, September 21st through the 30th of this year, which happens to be 2018. Talk about that tour for a moment, would you, Amy, please?
Sure, Pierre, I'd love to. I'm really excited about this tour because it really takes people to a place of Italy that a lot of tourists don't go on their own, and it's a really wonderful experience to be able to enjoy the food and all the senses, all the culture behind each of these dishes firsthand. And so we're starting out in Rome, and then we go straight to a region called Abruzzo, which is often known as the heart of Italy. CNN named it Italy's hot new destination. It's also known as the greenest region in Europe. So Abruzzo, they call it an oasis of culture and nature. And it truly is that way because, you know, you could be standing in a beautiful place overlooking the Adriatic Sea, and then you turn to your right and there's olive orchards, and you turn to their left and there's grapevines. Behind you, there's a historic castle, and then to your left, there's a monastery or an abbey. And, you know, oh, by the way, down the road, that's where the famous poet, the Roman poet, wrote this particular book. And I've never been in a place where I could feel so completely serene in nature, but yet also have civilization and culture there at the same time. It's just a beautiful, wonderful place, and I'm very happy to be able to share it with people.
Do you have a website where people can learn more about that tour? Amy?
Sure. It's amyriolo.com, and there's some information right on my homepage. There's a blog post and some other things that people can see about it, and there's also information on the tour section of the website.
Great, and I wish I could go along with that, but I'm too busy at this point. What about food on that particular trip, which takes place, yeah. I remind everyone, 10 days, 9 nights, September 21st through the 30th of this year. Food is very
Correct.
Important. Go
the
ahead,
food is
please.
Going to be amazing. You're going to eat really, whoever comes will be eating really, really well. And that's the main focus of the tour. So we're going to be there during grape season. So we're staying right at a winery. So we're actually going to be cultivating grapes one day. We're going to participate in a truffle harvest. So when we go to one of the restaurants, we'll actually search for the truffles, and the chef will prepare for us an entire menu based on truffles with us. So he'll be having a demonstration, and we'll be able to participate if we'd like. We have two hands-on wine pairing sessions, one for white wines and one for red wines, right at the De Luca Winery, which makes the famous Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and many other Italian and specific Abruzzese varietals. I'll have two hands-on cooking classes. One, I'll be able to teach people fresh seafood straight from the Adriatic. We'll be able to get the things fresh at the market that morning and then make the different types of seafood. We'll also have another hands-on cooking class with the pasta. This part, region of Italy is very well known for its pasta. They're actually home to a place called the City of Pasta, which is Far San Martino. Beautiful, gorgeous waterfalls right behind the factory. That's where the DiCecco pasta factory is and some others. But we'll go there, we'll visit that, and then we'll also learn how to make the pasta alla chitarra or the guitar-style pasta there while we're right in the same place that we're staying. And we'll be able to also go and visit some of the purveyors. So my tour partners are wonderful because they've had a lot of experience in food distribution and imports and exports. So they handle the finest Italian products around the world. And they're actually going to take us behind the scenes in some of the factories and workshops where they make the chocolates and where they make the confetti, which are the little, we call them Jordan almonds in English, and honey and, you know, jams and preserves and olive oil. And I'll also give an olive oil workshop during the tour. So it's really, it's full of, you know, culture, shopping, great food, learning how to make the food and enjoy it, and also making it yourself, and sometimes just being guests at amazing restaurants.
How do you reach Italy from any part, and how do they join the tour? Where does
it start?
Sure,
so in this tour... We found that a lot of people actually had their own reservations. Either they had miles that they could use, or they had their own way to Italy. So the tour actually starts in Italy. We'll meet in Rome, and then we'll all transfer together to Abruzzo. We'll spend the 8 nights there, and then we'll travel back to Rome. We'll have a day in Rome, which is about a two-hour drive, and then I'll take everybody to my favorite places from when I used to live in Rome and when I travel to Rome, and we'll do a walking tour. And then the next day, people will leave, you know, on their own and either come back to the States or wherever they're from. But these are beautiful, small little boutique, you know, tours. The maximum is 12 people. So we can be together in the same car, and we can, if we want to, you know, eat at the same tables and things like that, we have that luxury. So it's a really nice, you know, handcrafted tour.
So in order to get all the details that you didn't write down, you go to Amy Riolo. R-I-O-L-O, Amy, A-M-I, Y, that is, AMYRIOLO.com, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
Tell me, have you ever been to Cinque Terre while in Italy?
Yes, that's another beautiful place in Liguria. Definitely one of my favorite places.
I mean, you know, if people take a side trip or go to Italy before joining your tour, Cinque Terre should be on their list, and they can look it up online. Now, how does the Ultimate Mediterranean Diet Cookbook tie in with your background? Does it have to do with... Go ahead.
You have such a good memory, Pierre. It ties in very well with my background, and this is the one I'm doing the revised edition of now. I'm very, very proud of it. It was a labor of love. This is an expansion of the type of recipes that I used to cook for my mom when I was a kid after she got her diabetes diagnosis. And so it's so popular with the ADA that they said, you know, we'd like to update it. And so I'm going to be adding, we're keeping the fan favorite recipes, but I'm adding a bunch of new ones, and I'm going to rearrange it a little bit more to make it very, you know, even more user-friendly for people. But I like to tell people, you know, if I could cook this way when I was 15, without the internet and without, you know, a lot of knowledge that I have today, anybody can cook this way. And
I want to thank you, as always, Amy Riolo, an outstanding guest on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Bon voyage. How do you say that in Italian?
Buon viaggio.
Buon viaggio. Have a great trip, and I hope to talk to you before and after for sure.
Thanks.
Don't you go away. Second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide is straight ahead. I'm Pierre Wolf. A biento. I see you there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,